Hey, everybody, it's Greg from Municipal World, and we're coming to you from the Vancouver Island Convention Center here in Nanaimo, British Columbia. And our guest is Don McCoy. Don is an author, human resources consultant, expert, coach, and very well known to our Municipal World readers as a regular columnist in Municipal World magazine. Don, welcome.
Thank you.
How are things going with the conference so far?
Great. We have a larger conference than ever this year. It's growing. People are excited. There's lots of sharing going on already.
Let's talk a little bit about the conference. What can people expect when they come to a Western Cities HR conference?
Well, we have amazing keynote speakers, relevant speakers, relevant to the municipal HR world. We have 21 breakout speakers across seven different breakout sessions. We have a great exhibitor gallery for people that want to go and touch base with different consultants. We have an amazing networking opportunity. This is an amazing networking opportunity. We have people from all over Canada that meet here in at Western Cities and don't get to see each other except maybe once a year. And so we make lots of networking opportunities for these people to talk with each other and share.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the sessions are great. The keynotes are great, but it's oftentimes around the coffee breaks where the real action of a conference happens.
Absolutely. And not just the coffee breaks. We actually do half-hour coffee breaks, so people have that opportunity to network. Mm-hmm. We also have a hospitality suite. We have a welcome reception, so there's so many opportunities. Tomorrow night we have a gala, which is not it's a dinner, but then we have a casino after that. So
Fantastic. People
have lots of opportunities.
Great. And it's great to be in Nanaimo. It's such a wonderful city.
Wow.
Great to be on Vancouver Island.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is.
It's stunning here.
So let's talk a little bit about Western Cities. It's got kind of a rich history. We were talking earlier, it dates back 70 years.
It's 70 years. It's an amazing legacy. Western City started as a meeting of HR people in Western Canada. Mm-hmm. So different municipalities would get together once a year and just have a meeting, share ideas, share best practices. It morphed into a conference, and the conference went from province to province. It was hosted by a municipality, and it was very well attended. People looked forward to it every year. But as you might imagine, municipalities are very busy. And to plan an entire conference off the side of the desk was really tough. It was actually held here in Nanaimo in 2008. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to the HR manager here, and he said, when he found out it was hosting here, he's like, we didn't put a budget in for this. and honestly, it's self-sustaining. We have some great sponsors. We don't have
a fantastic facility here.
It's an amazing facility. Yeah.
Right. Just a stone's throw from the harbor. Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful.
It's really, really, really nice. Yeah. I'm glad we came here.
Yeah. And Western Cities itself is now evolving, you were telling me, into an association.
It is. So in 2017, we morphed from municipalities planning it to a committee of people from different municipalities. And that's take the onus off of a single municipality planning it. Didn't know where it was going. It was just, okay, everybody's asking about it, so let's do it. And this is our sixth one since then. It's growing each year, so we've decided to become an association, and our goal is to become a community of HR professionals from municipal, government, public sector, and we've also included not-for-profits because they are very important to the community. And where it's to connect them all year round, not just the 3 days at the conference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a municipality is a bit of a bubble, and then the HR department can be a bubble within the bubble. So what is the big advantage of this for an HR professional?
Absolutely. A lot of these municipalities that come to this conference are single-person HR departments. Mm. Some maybe just have a couple. Some of them are people that haven't been in municipal government before. Some of them are just relatively new to HR.
Yeah.
So what we offer is an opportunity to connect with your peers, to ask questions, to help each other out, share our best practices.
Right.
So that's basically why people come here.
Yeah, and an HR department in a municipality is different than one in the private sector.
It is. We have a different different stakeholders. Mm-hmm. In the private sector, you have your employees and your management. In the in municipal government, you have residents. You have your ratepayers.
Yes.
And so they're keeping an eye on you, and you're in a fishbowl.
For sure.
Really. And so you have to you have to be kind of a level above everything else. Like in the private sector, you can get away with hiring somebody for the least amount that you can possibly get them for.
Right.
You don't do that in municipal government. You have a baseline that's set based on what best practices are.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing that we want to share with people that are across municipal government, across Canada, actually.
Okay. Well, I want to take advantage of the fact that we have a leading HR expert right here on the podcast. So is there something that you could offer our podcast listeners and viewers an insight into HR as it's evolving in Canada now?
So we, I think one of the things that's happening in HR now is the new focus on workplace respect, workplace, there's a lot of focuses, but the workplace respect one is probably one of the ones that I think is really hitting us. We have a lot of people that are coming into the workplace mm-hmm. that are used to a certain level of behavior, and there's not always that kind of behavior happening.
that's a diplomatic question.
Yeah. You've got the person that's been doing things a certain way for 35 years, and they're now all of a sudden they're being, they're being the respondent in a harassment investigation because somebody mm-hmm. doesn't like the way they've been treated. And honestly, sometimes it's very valid.
Right.
So that's a thing that's happening across municipalities. We're all being inundated with this. None of us have budgets for harassment investigations. And a harassment investigation can be $50,000.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Disruptive for a municipal organization.
Nobody wins when there's investigations. But these are things that are coming up, and municipalities need to start thinking about how can we preempt that? We know that person is toxic. So what do we do?
Right.
How do we assess that ahead of time?
Yes. And there's challenges too if the toxic person unfortunately happens to be somebody who's on the municipal council. It creates a whole other level of
That's a whole new ballgame. Yeah.
It does happen.
Yeah. But. Oh it does happen. And sometimes it's a council member interacting with the employee, the staff member, which they're not even supposed to be doing.
Right. So okay, well this is a fascinating talk that we've had here. And it's a great topic, and it'll be an ongoing discussion for the future. So I just want to thank you for hosting us here at the HR, the Western Cities HR Conference in Nanaimo. And congratulations for a fantastic conference so far. And also to your great team, Sheila, and everyone working behind the scenes to really make this come off like clockwork. So thanks once again, Dawn. And thank you for your contribution to Municipal World Magazine. It's a well-read feature every month. So thank you for that.
That's great to hear. Thank you.
Great. And for everybody else, we'll see you next time on the podcast.